Welcome back to Mage Hand High Five. I'm your Dungeon Master, Casey Pappas, and with me, ranked by least to most likely to try to fix dangerous machinery with duct tape.
Oh, no.
Robin Langenhop.
Oh, thank God. Yes, hi, I'm Robin Langenhop, and I'm playing Hayden Kincaid, and duct tape is not actually a very good tape, just saying. Gaff tape all the way.
Rowan McStay.
Hi, ooh. I'm Rowan McStay, playing Salome Briard. I'm a little surprised, but I'll take it. Right, out. You know, sometimes it's duct tape, sometimes it's gaff tape, sometimes it's just scotch tape. We'll see.
Duct tape is so gross.
I do like fixing shit, though.
Yes.
And Max Weinberg.
Hey, everybody. I'm Max Weinberg, as you know, and I'm playing Stump Steenling. And I think I'd be more likely to jury-rig it than just use tape, if I'm being honest.
Just rubber bands and hope.
That's fair.
Just try to shove something where it's not supposed to go, you know?
Yeah.
Tell me more about that, Max.
I mean,
let's just dive into that one.
Okay, yeah. So when we...
So y'all want to play some D&D?
You know, when something breaks down...
Yeah, let's play D&D.
Last time on Mage Hand High Five. The group stood outside the doors of Blackthorn Refinery. Salome recalled her bitter parting from her Aunt Lila, and the briars sealing the door allowed the group to pass. Inside, Hayden received an offer from an unexpected source, Tiberius Jameson. Turn Salome over and never have to run again. Stump began to have a massive headache, then learned that Hazak had been wiped out by Jameson forces. The group found an elevator into the depths and attempted to call it, attracting the attention of several shamblers. The group fought them off, but the elevator was struck by one, and when we last left off, you were all plummeting to an uncertain doom at the bottom of an elevator shaft. So, where we are now, you are all... in this elevator, the rope has snapped.
Ah!
You're all plummeting to the bottom of the elevator shaft.
Shit.
Wouldn't be anywhere else.
Do you have anything you would like to try to slow this elevator down? I'll give you about 5 seconds.
Is there a roof to the elevator?
4. Yes.
I cast rope trick. I don't know if it's going to work.
There you go. Yeah, sure.
Grab the rope.
Max, how's Stump looking?
Stump's looking kind of hurt.
Okay, I'm going to grab Stump and try to sink Stump's impact.
You cast rope trick. I'm going to roll a luck check.
Oh.
No, you know what? I'm going to have you roll a luck check. Straight 20.
Oh, of course.
If you roll above a certain number, let's say 12, the rope passes through the metal grating. If you roll below it, the metal grating of the roof of this elevator shaft shreds the rope.
Okay.
And sort of shears it off from the rope trick.
I'm going to use my gunmetal gray die, which tends to be the one that likes me the most, and we'll see how this goes. That's a nat 20.
Salome had literally just picked up Stump and started to brace for impact as this rope trick works.
Back in the baby Bjorn.
This is so comfortable.
The rope trick passes through the grating. You see the rope on the bottom of the elevator shaft sort of going as it's whipping up through the roof of the elevator. There is no way to cling onto it and stay in the elevator shaft because you'll just whack the ceiling.
Uh-huh.
There is a door onto the roof of the elevator.
I'm going to try to, like, attack the door.
Okay.
Stump, can you help me do this? Can I get a help action from Stump?
Yeah.
Sure. Hit it there, as I say from the Bjorn.
And you just nestle lovingly into her shoulder.
That is a 16 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
Thwack it.
All right, sure. I'm going to say I, like, butted it with the hilt of my sword to the best of my ability. I do 13 damage to it.
Okay. Yeah, you whack it with the butt of your sword. The door smashes open.
And then we all grab the rope.
I guess.
Yeah. You all jump out onto the top of the elevator shaft, sort of pull yourself up, grab onto the rope, and watch as the elevator...
All right, so how far up are we now?
You see the elevator sort of clatter down, and about 20 feet below you, it smashes into the bottom of the elevator shaft.
Well, it looks like we got to find a different way up.
You look up, and above you, about 20 feet up, you hear...
one fleshy arm is extended out into the elevator shaft and is sort of attempting to grapple anything it can climb onto to pull itself out into the elevator shaft.
All right, you two get up into the dimension-y thingy. I'm going to try and get this thing to do a tumble.
Yeah, sure thing, honey. And we get up in that rope trick space.
You both climb in. You are safe. It's quiet in here.
So, Casey, what I want to do is I want to climb as close to the top of the rope as possible and then fire at one of the appendages on the monster that looks like it's holding it to the walls.
Okay.
And then hopefully I can use the rest of my movement to scramble up into the thing as it falls. And then it'll just fall right past us.
Okay. Roll an attack throw.
Not ideal. That's a 14.
That hits.
Oh, God. All right. Okay. All right. That's only 9 damage, but hopefully that's enough.
You watch as it begins to transfer. It finds a handhold in the elevator shaft, clutching the rail that the elevator uses to move up and down. It grabs onto that and is in the process of shifting its weight off of its feet and onto that hand that is holding onto the rail. You shoot it in the wrist. It's not even its own fault. The tendons in its hand just let go. And the monster plummets towards you.
Climb, 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 climb.
Since you're at the top of the rope already, you are on the ledge, you just sort of throw yourself into it. You see this pink flesh rocket past the entrance, and you hear a sickening as it hits the metal grate below you.
Good riddance and good gross.
Good call, Hayden. Nice shot.
I was not expecting that to actually work, to be perfectly honest.
Well, shoot, one of us ought to go see if it's dead.
Yeah.
I'll kind of get outside the rope trick and, like, kind of slide down a little awkwardly. Solomon's a little clumsy.
Especially holding Stump.
Oh, I've detached Stump at this point.
The second you put Stump down, he just puts his hands up and just goes, uppies!
My God, darling. All right, hold on one second. Let me get you. I strap Stump back in and then climb down the rope a little ways and then honestly just drop a shoe on this thing to see if it moves.
Since you were about 20 feet above the end of the elevator shaft, the rope trick extends down to the wreckage of the elevator.
Right, but I don't want to touch it, so I just kick one of my shoes off and see if it moves.
Okay. You look down, you see it's just sort of splayed out. You kick a shoe down, it hits where you think the head is, and it lays unmoving.
All right. It's dead, y'all. Come on down. Are there any wisps in this?
Make a charisma check.
That's a nat 20.
Yes.
Ooh.
There are 3 or 4 wisps in it. And you know this because the world turns to gray. You see them sort of glow from within the beast. And about that time, you see V appear at the bottom of the elevator shaft.
Howdy.
They look up at you. And even through all the veils and the scarves, they look a little puzzled at you.
What's wrong? Did I do something wrong? Sorry, I just found these. We killed this thing, and I wasn't sure if we should call you, because there's a bunch of them down here, but it seems like you want to take whatever souls you can get. So, sorry, did I do something wrong?
Can I hear this?
No. Whenever Salome enters this state, her eyes roll back. She sort of clings to the rope, but she is unmoving.
I hope so.
Spooky for y'all. I'm so sorry.
I hope she holds on to the rope at this point.
I'm trying to get down. Can you just start scooching?
Hey, kid.
Just a little scooch.
Kid, what? You're blocking the rope.
Just
stop.
Fully
you just
blind.
Like you threw your shoe off and just stop.
There's a whole line up here. I just.
If this takes longer than an hour, you're all in trouble.
But yeah, Solomon's just like, I'm sorry. Did I do something wrong?
V shakes their head.
I don't collect souls because I choose to. I collect souls when they need to be collected. These people were destined for the other side of the river anyway. I just am confused that this is the path that they must take. Everyone crosses the river. But this is wrong.
Yeah, well, I think you might have to keep coming back if we find more of these things.
There may come a time where I have to just journey with you.
Well, here's hoping we can mostly find people alive and try to help them that way.
They collect the last few, and they say,
I will see you soon. These are dark times, Salome Briar.
They are, but we're going to do our best to make sure this stops happening. I'll give you a call if we find more of these.
They nod and fade. You are clinging to the rope. The monster lays still beneath you, now devoid of its souls.
Salome comes out of this, like, so violently. It's just like, it's so scary.
Stump is,
every time.
Stump is attached to you and just says, hey, kid, Salome, you can't be doing this on a rope. Well, you gotta keep going.
Okay, Stump, you're right in my ear. Hold on. You can talk a little softer, please. I just came from the damn underworld, and you're just a little loud. Hold on.
What, dangling over a precipice? I guess it's only 20 feet down, but still.
Oh, sorry, y'all. There were wisps in there. I didn't know I was going to do that.
Do you not have any control over it?
At the moment? Not really. Kind of still learning. Didn't think I could do it. The whole reason I left for Threed. Anyway, V took the souls. V took the wisps. All's, I guess, as well as it can be. You might be seeing a little bit more of that. They said there might be a point where they might just have to travel along with us.
Oh.
Does that mean you'll just be frozen all the time?
Maybe a little more than I am now, but hopefully not all the time.
We should work on trying to get you some control over that. I don't know if there's some... if we just need to meditate or train or something, because I just don't want you to be put in harm's way every time we, well, send someone across the river.
Yeah, maybe that's something I can talk to V about once we're out of here. I think for now we got a few more pressing things to handle.
You know what? Let's find your aunts. I'm sure they can help out.
And hey, in the meantime, you know, and I think Salome specifically looks at Hayden as she says this. In the meantime, I trust you both with my life, so I'm not too worried about it.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you look at me when you say that, huh?
Oh, I look at both of them, but I think Salome just happens to make eye contact with Hayden in this moment.
Hayden looks horribly awkward and just goes, in the meantime, I'm dangling from a rope and severely injured, so let's at least reach the ground.
Oh, yeah, you're not wrong. Sorry, one second. Just let's go. Puts my shoe back on. Like,
as you climb down, Stump just gets rope burn on his face.
On your face? What are you doing?
As you climb down.
So what kind of loot does the shambler have on?
You all make it to the bottom of the elevator shaft. God, I'm moving you along.
We made the DM mad.
Strap in, the cart's moving.
Aww.
Keep your hands inside the vehicle. You all make it to the bottom. The creature lays still. You're able to push through the wreckage and open the elevator shaft doors, especially since there's nothing chasing you. You have sort of all the time in the world at this point. You pry open the doors and are able to step out into caverns. For lack of a better word, there are just caverns. They branch off in different directions. You see minecart tracks leading away into the distance. Several sconces hold torches that once burned and now lie still, and you journey forward.
I think we should try and be as quiet as we can. I know I'm one to talk, but I'm going to do my best.
Okay.
Roll a group stealth check.
Oh, a group stealth check.
Here we go.
I'm so sorry, y'all. That's a two.
Hey, only me and Hayden have to succeed for group stealth checks to work.
It's okay. I got a nat 20 again.
Oh, there you go, Hayden.
Whoa. I got 23.
What's three nat 20s this session so far?
My die is loving me today.
You journey forward. And you're all pretty stealthy.
All?
It is... Salome, with these other two, you feel stealthier than you feel like you should be, but it's great. It's a group effort.
I'm just setting muffins underneath each of her footfalls to make sure they don't make noise. I have so many bran muffins, and I've fully abandoned them.
I'm just walking so loud and so regular, but Hayden's compensating for it.
Salome is the pretty part of pretty stealthy.
Yeah, I feel pretty stealthy.
you all stealthily journey into the darkness. You are journeying down deeper into these caverns. You see offshoots of this central tunnel, mine tracks leading off in different directions. As you approach the bottom, at where it slants out into a large cavernous room, you see a couple shamblers in the distance chirping and growling at each other. They seem to be infighting. One of them slaps the other one. A third one lays its hands on the second one and merges with it.
Oh, shit.
Combining into one, and that one smashes down the first one. As you're watching this, the remaining shamblers lurch up and look over, not in your direction, towards another tunnel. You hear a as a large iron ball rolls into the room. You see the shamblers brace as the iron ball runs them over, flattening them entirely.
Oh, hell.
Did someone booby trap this place?
I don't know. Hide from it.
Yeah, let's run.
Yeah, absolutely.
As you watch, the ball stops rolling and sits motionless for a few seconds.
Friends, I do not like the ball.
I think we're just going to hide and have to wait for it to go away.
Can I intuit what this is? Is this a spell? Is this an object?
Yeah, you can all roll insight.
That's a 6.
That's a natural 1.
I also got a 6.
This is the red-eyed god, isn't it?
I think we're in, like, behind the wall of one of the cave, and it's like Stump's head comes out on the bottom, Hayden's head comes out on the middle, Salome's head comes out on the top, and we're like, bump, bump, bump.
You all peek around. Yeah. Beep, beep, beep.
I think the rocks are mad at me.
Yeah, I think they might be.
Do you have caffeine this morning, Hayden?
Why am I shaking?
Like a leaf.
My teeth are chattering.
You watch as the ball sort of pivots and then starts to roll back to where it came from. As it approaches the now flattened shamblers, it stops again, and you see a thin line appear across the front of the ball.
Salome pulls Thaddeus's revolver and points it just in preparation.
Stump pulls his crossbow.
You draw your weapons, aiming it at the iron ball. The crack widens, and you see that the ball is beginning to unfurl. As it does, you see claws emerge from within the iron ball. And then a snout.
Daisy?
The snout sniffs. And then a whole armadillo head emerges from within the ball.
Holy shit, Daisy! Salome runs at the ball and fucking tackles it.
Wait, Salome!
You...
Wait, what? What?
Don't shoot!
You... You run at Daisy the Diredillo.
Did I know that he was a Diredillo? Because he was just a baby when we saw him.
When you saw him last, he was regular armadillo-sized. It seems that instead of being a full-grown adult armadillo, he might have been a baby still.
Daisy, look at you. You're huge. Holy hell.
Stump, the rock monster has hypnotized Salome. We have to get her.
Daisy is sniffing the shambler corpses, sees a figure approaching, looks up, and then you see the spark of recognition. If you're walking from a distance and watch as your pet recognizes who you are, it is that moment.
Oh.
You see Daisy's eyes widen, fully, like, leaps out of ball form. All four claws land on the ground, and he scuttles towards you.
Oh my god, I, like, throw myself on top of him and just, like, wrap my whole body around him.
He's big. He's unfurled, standing just on all fours, probably about 3-4 feet tall.
I think it looks to Hayden and Stump like Salome has been consumed by the armadillo.
Salome!
Wait, what? What? What is happening?
The rock ate Salome.
Daisy is so excited. Just
no, this is. Come here. No, it's okay. Don't shoot. This is Daisy.
Do you need to be extracted?
No. Come on over. There's room for both of you. This is my aunt's armadillo. I thought he was regular. I think he's a direndillo. But anyway, this is him. Oh my god, Daisy, you've gotten huge. What happened to you?
So we're not in combat?
No, I don't think so.
No, okay.
You see the sort of long, elongated snout of this armadillo sort of like press up against each of you as you approach, just
oh.
Slapping against your skin, sniffing you.
Get that out of here.
Oh, you new friend, hello. I try to like, well, what is it? Salome, what is it like? How should I, can I pet it? Should I?
Well, he likes like a little scratch under the chin. He's got all them soft parts on his belly, so he likes when you scratch the soft parts. He might kind of bite at you the first time you touch him, but if you just kind of keep going, he likes it.
Oh, come on, big buddy.
Calm down.
I reach my fingers out and just start tickling.
You start scratching. You see one of his back legs start twitching. And then he fully like rolls over onto his back, like swaying from side to side on his cylindrical back, just accepting all of the belly rubs he can get.
I pull out my baby mimic and be like, Glitter Baby, look at this!
Glitter Baby?
I like Glitter Baby. I think it might be Glitter Baby.
GB.
Oh, GB!
Stump, you look scared. What's going on? You okay?
Yeah, I don't like big animals.
Oh, come on. This is, oh, I'm, he's sweet. Come on.
I'm eye to eye with this right now.
Stump, this armadillo is fully bigger than you are. Like, fully taller.
It's, I'm a little guys kind of guy, you know.
More for the two of us.
Wait, Daisy, oh shit, I don't even know if you can understand what I'm saying, honey. Where are your mamas? You know where your mamas are?
He rolls back onto his feet, is sort of like nodding at what you're saying.
Did Lila teach you how to understand her?
Huh?
Oh, Aunt Lila's real clever, ain't she?
He nods.
Yeah,
and then
she is.
Looks around as if deciding, and then scurries off down one of the caverns.
All right, right behind you.
If we have to.
Yeah, we're going to follow him. Here, Stump, I'll stay ahead of you.
Follow that big baby.
You are following massive nine-banded armadillo as it moves down this cavern, its tail swishing behind it happily. Occasionally, as it's moving, it'll stop, run back to you, Salome, nuzzle for a second, and then continue.
Oh, that's so fucking sweet.
Just as if remembering you're still here.
Oh, honey, it's all right. I ain't going anywhere.
In your pocket, Hayden, Glitter Baby has transformed into a large ball bearing.
Was this a thing?
See, that's a nice sized diardillo.
You little sweetie.
Stump, I will say the big one did just save our ass.
You continue to follow this giant armadillo through the caverns, twisting and turning. As you approach a light towards the end of the cavern, Daisy freezes.
What's wrong?
His ears pin back, and you see his claws sort of clutch the earth. And he starts to slowly walk backward.
All right, baby, it's okay. Yeah, I think I draw weapons at that point when Daisy starts looking scared.
I slide Glitter Baby back in my pocket.
Glitter Baby happily slips into your top pocket. From up ahead, you hear a Daisy's ears twitch. He begins to start slowly crawling towards the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, can somebody go try to get a better eye on this?
Yeah. I can do that.
I'd suggest me, but that ain't gonna work.
I would love to get away from this big thing.
He's got a name, Stump.
I'd love to get away from Daisy.
Thank you.
This big Daisy. So I'm gonna use my Surf Neblin camouflage to go get advantage on a stealth check, I'm guessing.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a 24.
Ooh, holy hell. Okay.
Stump, the darkness is no stranger to you. You move swiftly and silently down the tunnel, clutching the walls, moving downward. Towards the end, you spot a couple of overturned mine carts, some boulders. You are able to duck behind those, peer over, and you see the cavern into which this tunnel spills. It is huge. The ceiling extends beyond what you're able to see, disappearing into the inky blackness. You see a large chasm, sort of a central quarry, sloping rapidly and deeply into the earth. There are a series of mine carts, boulders, scrap litter along this side of the quarry. A rope bridge spans the quarry to the other side, out into the distance. Aside from all this, however, you see 5 shamblers. 4 of them are big. One of them is huge. This is the biggest shambler you've seen so far. It makes the Beast of Blackthorn Bog look like a regular armadillo compared to Daisy.
God. Oh, God.
They don't see you.
I'll motion for, hey, come here. Like, we're good, but shh.
I think we all kind of approach carefully.
Roll stealth checks.
That's another 2.
Daisy rolled a nat 20.
Oh, good for Daisy.
13 for Hayden.
As you're moving, Salome, you slip.
Yeah.
Daisy, who has been on your wavelength this whole time, is just constantly looking at you, shocked and loving that you're back, sees this and pivots his body in front of you to catch you, to keep you from sliding down to the end of this canyon.
Ooh, thank you, dear heart.
I will say the nat 20 is the reason that you were safe.
Oh, gods. All right. Okay.
You're all able to get a better look at this room now. All of you roll perception checks.
Huh, that's a nat 20.
That's a nat 20 for me also.
Hey,
what?
Hey, that's like the 5th nat 20 of the game.
That's like 6.
That's
for,
crazy.
And for Hayden, that's a 9.
Hey.
Everything's coming up Stump and Salome today.
Yeah, maybe. Except stealth, which is just coming up Stump.
Hayden, you're able to see everything that Stump saw.
All right.
Stump and Salome, you both land on a new detail at the same time. Looking to your left, as this tunnel spills out, it veers off to the left, becoming a cavern wall. Between you and the quarry's edge is a large, large hole in the wall. And jutting just slightly, just enough to be able to be seen from that large hole, is what looks like the very tip of a huge drill bit.
Does it look drivable?
You think it might be.
Oh, Stump, you thinking what I'm thinking?
Oh, yeah.
As you're talking, you notice one more thing. The shamblers rolled low on their new perception check because they seem to be looking for something. You see them milling about. You see them sort of overturning rocks. Batches of eyes grow from their face as they peer under a rock, and then they bubble back under the surface as they put the rock back down. Close to you, behind an overturned minecart, shivering, is a small grung.
What's that?
A grung is a frog person. This one is a desert rain frog. Just this little unit, just stout, little arms and legs, horizontal pupils in these big bug eyes, clutching a spear for dear life, hiding behind an overturned mine cart as the shamblers appear to be looking for something.
Is it echoey in here?
You assume it might be.
Stump picks up a rock and just hurls it into the abyss towards like a wall way down into the canyon.
Okay.
In the hopes of maybe drawing the attention of the shamblers.
Okay. Roll a sleight of hand check.
Yeah. It's a 13.
You flick a rock into the quarry. You hear it as it scatters against the walls of the quarry on its way down. The shamblers turn, shuffle over to the edge of the quarry, and look over. The large shambler just stands there.
Does the grung look carryable?
They look about as carryable as Stump.
If we can get ourselves to the drill bit, I can grab the little fella on our way there.
I mean, maybe should we talk to this guy first?
Has the grung noticed us?
No. You see their eyes shut, just fold back into their head, and they can't see you.
I can turn myself into a frog person if that helps.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even think we need to go that far. I think just seeing a friendly face is going to go a long way.
You see Hayden has already turned into a frog and is just, like, testing tongue length.
Okay, real quick, I'm going to write something down real quick, Stump, and I get out a pen and paper.
Okay.
I'll just write, like, stay quiet, rescue in progress, and wrap it around a little rock and say, oh, shit, Stump, your mage hand, 30 feet, right?
Oh, yeah.
Can you just reach that over and give this to him?
Yeah. We finally use the titular mage hand.
Yeah,
wow.
Baby.
20, right. 20-ish episodes in.
And now we give ourselves a high five. You cast mage hand. A large version of your own hand appears, clutches the message and the rock, then moves slowly and silently across the ground towards this grung. It slows to a stop in front of the grung. The grung opens one eye, clutches their spear more tightly for a second. The hand drops the rock with the message. Is there anything else you do with it?
I have the hand kind of motion to where we are.
It cocks a thumb, points back to you. The grung looks over.
And I wave.
I wave a four-fingered webbed hand.
Their eyes bulge, and they sort of look over. They look back at y'all. They pick up the note, they read it, and then look back at y'all and nod.
All right, y'all find your way over to the drill bit. Be right there, I hope.
The smaller shamblers return from the edge of the quarry, look around for a second, and then continue to look under rocks, trying to find what you assume is this grung. What do you do?
I mean, I cast invisibility and wait for the other two to go to the drill bit before I, like, approaching the grung.
Okay.
Hey, Daisy. Don't look at me like that.
He sort of looks at you like, what?
So we were coming here. Which direction from here are the Briar sisters?
Daisy points with his snout. You see a cross this side of the quarry on the far side of the five shamblers, the litter of objects. The tunnel continues and moves around a corner.
So Stump picks up a rock and looks at Hayden and goes, I need you to make frog sounds into this rock when I tell you to.
You know what? I grew up in the inner city. I'm going to try my best.
Yeah, so I'm going to use Stump's Artificer's magical tinkering ability to basically record a 6-second message of Hayden making frog sounds into it.
As you are doing this, you see one of the shamblers turn and pick up the rock that is next to the minecart that the grung is behind.
Okay, well, got to do it quickly.
Hayden, you chirrup into this.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows?
Copyright.
No more than that. That's it. Yeah, do I make a roll about this?
Yeah, roll a performance check.
All right.
Yeah.
Part of me feels like it should be with disadvantage because I'm not certain Hayden has ever heard a frog before. That's a 15.
All right, they've heard a frog.
They've heard a frog. Okay, you have a stone that is making frog noises.
God.
So Stump is going to make a tinker it so it starts after it leaves his hand and tosses this little frog rock about, you know, 10 feet in the other direction.
You toss this frock.
You know, okay. Frog rock just really isn't what it used to be. Back in the 90s, frog rock was solid.
The general populace just doesn't understand frog rock.
You know, a lot of people say that Miss Piggy broke up the band, but she really didn't. Things are going south already.
Ever since Quack Cobain passed away, it just hasn't been the same.
You throw the entire genre of frog rock into the air. It sails. Ribbit, ribbit, ribbit. Sails through the shamblers, who all sort of scurry after it, giving you advantage on your stealth rolls.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I still have cast invisibility on myself. I'm going to stealth over and try to grab the frog.
Sweet.
That's a 19 for Hayden.
24 for Stump.
Okay.
Listen, that's a 6, but I am invisible, so.
Wait, did you roll that with advantage?
Yeah.
You got a 6 with advantage?
I got a 6 and a 3.
Ooh.
The universe does not want Salome stealthing.
Holy guacamole. Okay. Stump and Hayden, you start stealthing your way over to the large drill machine. As you get closer to it, you see that it is nestled into this hole that it has dug. It is a massive gleaming silver tube with a large drill cone on the end, extending outward. There is a short ladder climbing into what looks like the cockpit. As you go to start climbing, Salome, you emerge from your side. I rolled stealth for Daisy, and Daisy just rolled another nat 20.
Oh my god.
Oh, question. What are you directing Daisy to do?
Daisy, baby, why don't you go with Stump and Hayden, get in front of that drill, and you show them how to get to Mama's, okay?
He snorts and then rolls off after Hayden and Stump and is surprisingly stealthy for a giant iron ball.
That's a good boy.
You emerge from your hiding place and the rocks scuffle at your feet.
Yeah.
One of the smaller shamblers stops journeying after the frog rock. You see eyes bubble to the surface of the back of its head, and it moves backward, twisting its limbs until it is facing your direction and begins to move towards your way. It doesn't know where you are, but it is moving your direction.
All right. I think Salome just kind of tries to steel herself and just walk with purpose toward the grung.
Eyes are bubbling out. It is searching. It is looking. Then you see noses begin to appear across its face, and it starts.
Oh, hell, I smell like mayonnaise.
The grung is looking in the direction where y'all were hiding.
Okay, I literally just pick them up.
You pick up this grung. She goes, and disappears under your arm. And very quietly, you hear her whisper, okay, I guess we're doing this now.
I think Salome says nothing.
Okay. As you pick up this grung, Hayden and Stump, you are climbing into the cockpit of this machine. It's not large. It is built to have one person driving. However, the windshield is shattered. One of you sits down in the driver's seat and is just completely unable to see out the front. However, there is an open window to the side in which someone else could look out.
So one person's got to drive and one person's got to navigate?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
What a rock, paper, scissors for it, Hayden?
You get in the cockpit, I'll get on the side and just hope.
Stump's a dad, of course he's driving.
Oh, that's true, absolutely.
You settle into the seat. This is just a massive cylindrical vehicle on treads. There is a series of levers and switches. Whoever is driving, I'm going to need you to make an intelligence check.
Absolutely.
All the more reason for this to be Stump.
That's a 14.
Okay. You look at the levers and you think, okay, this one is go, this one is stop, this one is left and right, you think.
Great.
Hayden, you position yourself on the ladder to the side.
I guess we're just going to kind of chill until a voice appears, Hayden.
Yeah, I'm hoping for some sort of signal. Either that or we're just hanging out.
So how was your day?
You know, I know everybody hates bran muffins. It's the whole thing, but I have bran muffins if you're hungry at all.
I take one and I go to take a bite.
I won't kill Salome. It's all right.
Oh, no. I take a bite and then I'm going to roll sleight of hand to see if I can kind of fake throw it away.
Okay. Yeah, roll sleight of hand.
Uh-oh. That's a 9 and only because I have a plus 7.
Wait, I have to roll perception against this. That's a 19.
Hayden, you visibly watch Stump, like, move it past his mouth, like, oh, yum, yum.
Oh, yeah, this is so good. So good. And he just kind of drops it out the windshield that's not there.
Throws it into, like, a potted plant that's somehow there.
Hayden, you watch as it...
I would eat one of these any day.
It hits the side of the drilling machine below you and skitters off to the ground.
I won't forget this, Stump.
I ate it. What are you talking about? I ate your gift.
Back to Salome. Salome, you now have this little frog creature. One of the shamblers is starting to move in towards your direction. What do you do?
I mean, Stump's already done the rock thing. I think I genuinely am just like, I'm going to get there as fast as I can, and I'm not getting out of invisibility. So if they hit, I'm just going to try to tank it. And I'm going to walk with purpose toward the other side of this cavern.
Okay. I'll have you roll another stealth check. You can roll it with advantage because you are invisible.
That's a 14.
Okay. It starts moving in towards your direction. You keep your eyes directly on the passageway in front of you. You move from minecart to minecart to boulder to debris. You see the shambler behind you pick up the minecart that the grung was hiding behind before slamming it back down into the earth.
And as I'm walking, I'm just thinking, does it smell like bran muffin out here?
So faint whiff.
Just musing on the fact, like, Hayden and Stump, there's no way for you to know this information, but musing on the fact that the bran muffin lore was actually, like, the reason it's a fighting pastry is because once someone offered it to a friend, and the friend did exactly what Stump just did, and it offended the other friend so much that it caused a blood feud.
You head towards the tunnel. The shamblers are scurrying. One of them picks up the frog rock and is examining it now. Roll a perception check.
Oh, shit. That's 20. Not a nat 20, but that's 20.
Ooh.
Nicely done.
You look down the cavern, and towards the bottom, you see another set of doors covered in briars. And you believe that that might be where Daisy was headed.
This episode of Mage Hand High Five is sponsored by Multitude Productions and their actual play podcast, Join the Party, as part of their Direct Creator Support Initiative. Multitude Productions believes that podcasts are for people, not corporations, and that the actual play community is full of incredible creators telling some of the most imaginative stories in all of entertainment. Multitude offers high quality and affordable production services and consulting to help podcast creators of any size capitalize on their own successes. Join the Party is an actual play podcast focused on genre-pushing storytelling and celebrating the artistry of its cast and collaborators, as well as being a love letter to the art form of actual play. Join the Party has multiple seasons available now, with stories ranging from swashbuckling pirate tales in a world of plants and bugs to a weird summer camp beset by monsters. Here's looking at you, Camp Craven fans. Tune in every Tuesday for new episodes of Join the Party. And who knows, if we're your third favorite actual play, they might just become your first or second. We hope you'll check out Multitude and Join the Party at jointhepartypod.com or connect with them at Join the Party Pod on Instagram, Blue Sky, Tumblr, Facebook, and Twitter. Also, be sure to let them know that Mage Hand High Five sent you and that their Direct Creator Support Initiative is working. And with that, on with the show.
Do you love audio fiction stories like Welcome to Night Vale or Old Gods of Appalachia? Are you looking for your next favorite podcast?
Or maybe you love actual play shows like Critical Role, but don't always have time to sit down to a 3-hour show with hundreds upon hundreds of episodes.
Then you'll love The Adventures of Bud and Herb, a podcast that is made to binge with episodes around 30 minutes of non-stop, irreverent, yet wholesome fun set in an immersive fantasy world.
Follow along as best friends Bud and Herb, that's us, race against time to find an elusive, monstrous cryptid that has snatched a little boy from our idyllic little town of Mistress Glen.
I'm Bud, the deep gnome rogue.
And I'm Herb, the turtle folk barbarian chef. Each episode, we dig deeper into the mystery of the Cinderwood Walker.
A beast so terrifying, it can kill with only its stench. Find out if we live to smell tomorrow.
Listen to The Adventures of Bud and Herb wherever cryptids hide.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, my name is Robin.
And my name is Dylan.
Do you like Choices Matter video games?
If so, we started this podcast, Dorkspawn, so that I could show my best friend my favorite RPG series of all time, Dragon Age.
And now that I've played it, we want to share more of these choice-heavy games with each other.
Right now, Robin is showing me Mass Effect, which I have never played before.
And we are going to continue playing through these games together and discussing them book club style as we go.
You can join our Discord and play along with us, and tune into Dorkspawn every Friday wherever you listen to.
Maybe a little more trepidatiously start heading down that way.
As you move down the tunnel out of this large cavernous room, the grung says,
"Are we good?"
"Oh yeah, I think we're good. I can put you down if you like." "Sorry."
"Yeah, sure.
Sorry about that."
"I mean, you can keep carrying me. Like, that's fine. Like, I'm kind of comfy as it is."
"My friend Stump said it was comfortable, so if you want to stay invisible for a minute, that's all right."
"Honestly, I could stay invisible forever after the day I've had."
"Yeah, that's fair. Salome Briar, nice to meet you."
"My name's Dart. Salome Briar."
"Yeah."
"Interesting.
Are my aunts in there?"
"Your aunts? Maggie? Lila?"
"Yeah, that's them."
"Cool. Where did y'all come from?"
"We'll talk about it later."
Okay.
Back to Stump and Hayden. You are in the cockpit of this machine, ready to go.
Oh, we're so ready to go. How big is this machine?
There's like a 20-foot diameter. Yeah, diameter of this drill. It's big. It is a big machine.
I mean, Aiden, do we just want to have some fun?
You know what? We deserve it.
Let's do it, kid.
Let's go.
We high five.
You high five, and you press the ignition button.
I'm going to cast silence on the shamblers.
Yeah.
The frog rock stops making noise, and that's how you know it's worked. You stop hearing the constant chirping of the rock. The shamblers all puzzle at the sudden lack of noise coming from this rock. Stump, do you fire her up?
I punch it.
You punch
it. Yeah.
The machine roars to life. Smoke billows from a smokestack behind you. You see the drill kick into gear in front of you and begin to spin, and the machine crawls forward from its perch. The way the machine is pointed right now, it is pointed towards the quarry.
I would like to turn it to point it at the shamblers.
Stump, you do not see this.
I would like to turn it to point it at the shamblers.
Hayden, where are the shamblers?
Hang a right.
Okay.
The machine moves gently towards the right.
Is there a way that we can kind of like go to push them into the hole?
Yeah, just drive them toward the quarry.
Can we guide them to the hole?
I sent Daisy with Stump and Hayden. So if Daisy can do any rolling over one of these guys...
Oh, yeah. Can Daisy run interference and help drive them at the drill?
Like a cattle dyer dillo?
You hear from below.
This is such a snotty animal. I feel like Daisy's always covered in snot.
There's a lot of mucus going on.
Daisy smacks into the heel of one of the shamblers and begins to draw it in your direction. Stump, roll an intelligence check to sort of keep this on course.
That's a 9.
Ooh,
okay.
Buddy.
You are starting to veer off course. 3 of the shamblers start following Daisy. The other little one and the big one begin moving toward the drill. And I need everyone to roll initiative.
Yeah.
Stump.
17.
Hayden.
15.
Salome.
11.
So for this, the way this is going to work, since Stump you can't see, you're going to automatically have disadvantage on checks to steer this thing. Hayden, you can use a bonus action to negate the disadvantage, or you can use your full action to give Stump advantage on steering the machine. Stump, if you roll below a 9.
A 9?
Something bad might happen.
It's a 25% chance, Casey.
Yeah.
This thing hasn't been used in 6 months, and it's being used by a guy who does not know what he's doing.
How do you know?
Whether Stump has operated a drill?
The other part of that is if the drill takes more than 20 points of damage in one turn, something bad might happen as well. You can move and attack with this drill. It's got a plus 10 to hit. Attacks do 5d12 damage. And if you hit one of these shamblers, you might get the chance to hook it onto the drill with a contested strength check. Stump, you are first in the order.
Yeah, I'm just going to hold my action until Hayden tells me what to do.
Great. Hayden, you're next up.
Oh, that's convenient.
All right. Well, since I don't have any worthwhile bonus actions, I'm going to use, at least for now, I'm going to just negate your disadvantage and use my action to attack.
Great.
24 for my first hit and 15 for my second.
And you're focusing this on one of the little shamblers or the big one?
Let's go with one of the little ones.
Okay. Both of those attacks hit. Roll some damage.
21 damage.
All right.
You line up the shots. The creature roars and begins to look around to see where that came from and sees the giant drill machine heading towards it. Stump, you held off on your action. You now have a check to roll to steer this thing.
I'm going to grab a vial of poison and I'm going to dip 3 of Hayden's bolts in Assassin's Blood poison.
There we go.
As my bonus action. Then Stump's going to punch it.
Okay. Punch it.
That's a 10.
Okay. It's above a 9.
Okay. It's above a 9. The drill starts to steer a little bit off course. You're less corralling the shamblers towards the edge now, and you're starting to veer off actually towards the tunnel where Salome is. Next in the order is Salome.
All right. Salome's just talking to Dart, and I think glances over, sees what they're doing, and I'm like, well, for now, I think they got it handled.
We don't.
I'll keep an eye on it, but I'm gonna make sure that we can gain access through this passageway as quick as we can. Okay. But as we're going over there, I'll say, are Mayans still alive in there?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna walk over to the Briars and try to put a hand on them and start the process of getting this thing open.
Yeah, you move your full 30 feet and you lay a hand on the Briars at the base. As you do, you feel that same familiar warmth as before, and the Briars begin to peel back.
Great. And if that's all I can do, that's all I can do.
Next in the order is the shambler, the big shambler.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, big boy.
It sees the drill and is going to try and move in on it. It fails its first roll.
Yeah.
There we go.
That's why they call me the drill daddy.
Oh, no.
It hits with its second roll. God.
Yeah, that's why they call me the drill daddy.
Nobody calls you that, Stump.
That you know of.
And hits with its third roll.
It hits. Sorry, what? Sorry, I was making a goof.
It's
what?
Been hitting us while you were making your puns.
It is hit with 2 of its attacks.
Okay, great.
You're just going, I'm the drill daddy, as if we're just getting completely demolished.
It brings down a hand, smashing in part of the drill. The drill takes 22 points of smashing of slashing damage.
Oh, yeah, that drill does smashing damage.
Oh, my God.
We're going to die while you're making these jokes. This is your epitaph.
And a mishap occurs.
Oh, Lord. This is what people are going to say about you when you're gone, Stump.
He died doing what he loved.
Being the drill daddy.
Being a drill daddy.
God.
Bless his heart.
The control console, you see it starts to spark, and a small fire occurs at the base of the controls.
Hayden, what was that?
You didn't know? Look at the thing in front of us.
I can't see anything.
All right, so there's a big thing hitting us, and it's real bad.
You take 9 points of fire damage as this fire is burning your hands.
I suggest we immediately abandon this plan.
You can attempt to put out this fire. However, it'll take an action. Next in the order is Dart the Grung. Dart the Grung sort of leaps from your hands, Salome, and is like, we're going in.
I want to wait and make sure Hayden and Stump are okay. I got to wait for my friends. You can go on in if you want, but do me a favor. If you see Aunt Mags or Aunt Lila, just don't tell them I'm here yet, all right?
Oh, okay.
Long it's story. Just go weird. In there. Yeah, huh? All right. It's
Why?
Fine. I just...
Wait, you don't want to see them? I thought you do
I do.
See...
Just don't...
But they're family?
Look, it's family business. Don't worry about it. It's all right, okay? I will
oh,
see them.
Okay. Just... Hey, listen, it's your family, not mine. And
honey, just wait for me on the other side, all right?
Dart says, okay, yeah, you don't gotta tell me twice.
And goes inside. Great, next in the order are the other shamblers. One of them's gonna move in on Daisy.
Not Daisy.
He's got an iron shell, he's fine.
He's big, he's a big boy.
Two of the shamblers slam down and miss. One of them slams and pops Daisy right on the shell. Daisy pops out of ball form, lands on all 4 feet, claws out, and it is actually Daisy's turn, so he is going to use his turn to push one of the shamblers into position.
All right.
Yeah.
You see Daisy roll up into the ball again, shove himself back at the shambler, and pop that shambler back towards the ledge.
Yeah, all right, Daisy.
Great. Top of the order is Stump. Stump, the engine is on fire. Do you put it out?
If you hold, I'll take care of the engine. You keep on driving.
Yeah, Hayden, I don't know. If you want to put this out, I can...
Yeah, I got it.
Great, I can do some stuff.
You keep doing what you're doing.
So yeah, I'm going to hold my turn for Hayden.
Okay. Great, Hayden.
All right. Bonus action, navigate. Action, put out the fire.
Okay. Roll to put out the fire. Let's do a dex check.
15?
You rush into the cockpit, telling Stump where to go at the same time, and start patting out the fire. And you are able to successfully put it out.
Ow.
The console is still smoking. Hayden, your hands hurt a little bit. You don't take any damage, though. You are able to successfully put the fire out while communicating Stump where to go next.
Yeah, I'm going to just go and attack the big boy, because it's right in front of us.
Okay, roll to attack.
That's a dirty 20.
You begin to drill deep into the side of this massive shambler as it is unable to move out of the path of this drill.
Yeah.
Roll a strength check with plus 10 from the drill.
I want you to tell me what this thing got first.
It rolled a nat 20.
That's fine. I got 27.
Oh,
oh,
that's devastating.
I will say, with how high the 27 is and the 20, it's a stalemate. You're not able to hook it onto the cart, but it is not able to leave.
Do I still get to do the damage?
You still do the damage, yes.
Yeah. 6 d12. How much d12?
5 d12.
I gotta go get more dice.
This is full-on Bioshock drill, just goring this critter, impaling it on the edge of the drills. There is blood and viscera flying from the end of this drill as Stump buries a massive drill engine deep into this massive monstrosity.
Ugh. Love it.
That's going to be 30 damage from the drill daddy.
All right.
Okay.
We're sticking with drill daddy then.
Stump, you bury your drill into the shambler.
Jesus Christ. Why has it got to be this way?
Is it too late to quit the podcast?
Oh, Hayden, men and their drills.
Right.
Salome, it is your turn.
Okay, I move back to the edge of the hallway to where I can see everything again.
Yeah.
Are all of the shamblers, like, within 10 feet of the cliffside?
All but one.
Okay.
Three of them are attacking Daisy. One of them has a couple arrows in its shoulder, as shot by Hayden. That one is between you and the drill.
Okay.
The other three are on the other side of the drill and could feasibly go over the edge of the quarry if the drill swings around the right way.
Okay. Would they go over the edge of the quarry if they were pushed 10 feet directly away from me in a straight line?
Yes.
Great. Okay, I'm gonna...
I would say that two of them would. They are far from you. They're like at least 90 to 100 feet away from you, though.
My range is 120 feet with Eldritch Blast.
Okay. Hell yeah, let's go.
All right, so I'm gonna step up. I'm gonna take out Thaddeus's revolver, point it at one of the shamblers that's close to the edge, and fire two bolts. It'll be with advantage because I'm coming out of invisibility. And the point is to cast Repelling Blast, which will push the shamblers 10 feet away from me in a straight line and hopefully off the edge of the cliff.
Okay.
The first one is an unnatural 20 to hit.
Okay.
So with Repelling Blast, that one just, boom, goes 10 feet away from me.
It is teetering on the edge of the ledge right now.
All right, I'm going to shoot it again, see if I can knock it all the way over.
Okay.
Oh, my God. I rolled two nat 20s. Yes!
Salome's big day.
Stop and take a picture right now.
Get it.
It's not going to be that much, though, because it's just Eldritch Blast. That's all right. It's only 16 damage.
Oh.
But I take out this revolver and just take all of the anger and the grief and the loss that Salome has felt over the last decade and just take all of it out on the shambler through these shots.
With two nat 20s and the amount of rage that you put into this shot, something changes. You line up the shot. It feels like your arm is a cannon. It arcs across the room, and it is the most majestic bit of magic you have ever produced. It's so stunning that out of the corner of your eye, Stump and Hayden, you also see this magic blast hit this shambler square in the chest. An explosion of it. It rockets over the ledge of the quarry and disappears into the depths below.
Whew.
Salome, something feels different, but you don't know what it is.
Good different?
You don't know. It's sort of that feeling you get after you've been just impossibly angry, and that anger remains and burns as if wanting to consume something else.
Who's next then? And I point the revolver at the next one.
Great. Next in the order is the Mega Shambler.
Mega Shambler.
I'll say that it is about 30 feet from the ledge right now. It is going to try and use its action to push back on the drill in an attempt to move you both away from the ledge. So it is going to use a strength action instead of attacking. And it rolls a fucking 3. So that's not going to do a damn
Hell
thing.
Yeah.
It's a 16 right. For the drill daddy.
With its strength, it is an 8, but you are able to keep it from pushing you back.
The cart is essentially doing that thing where you, like, put your hand on something smaller than it.
And it's just swinging.
As it's trying, it's just swinging at me, unable to push me away.
Next in the order are the shamblers. They are going, are the other shamblers. Two of them are going to continue to hit Daisy. One of them is going to try and punch the drill. That's a failure on Daisy.
Yay!
That's a failure on Daisy.
Yeah. Yay! Nathan Dillo coming up strong, baby.
That is a success on the drill.
No.
Lord. All right.
That is 14 points of bludgeoning damage as it smashes down.
Jeez.
The drill does look in worse shape as you see a bit of the armor plating on the side fall off.
Mm.
Next in the order is Stump. I assume that you are holding your action for Hayden.
Usual, yep.
You know what? Until further notice, why don't we just swip your turns in the order?
Yeah, we're going to love swipping
swip, swap.
It.
Hayden, you're top of the order, as per usual.
Hey! As it should be.
It's okay, Stump. Just Stump, know that you're at the top of the order.
It's like a participation trophy at this point.
Hayden.
Yeah, I've got these poison tip crossbow bolts burning a hole in my pocket, so
literally.
So I'm gonna fire some crossbow bolts and bonus action help out my buddy.
Alright. Go to town.
That's a dirty 20 for the first hit and a 23 for the second.
Yeah.
Do I do any extra poison damage with my poison darts?
Yeah, roll two constitution saving throws. Casey,
let's do
for
it.
This big boy.
Yeah. I'm sure their con isn't great.
Yeah, I'm sure it's great.
Their con is pretty good.
Yeah.
That's a 9 and an 11.
Well, there that we fails go. Both of them. So it is Ooh. Poisoned, and Hayden, add a d12 for each of those arrows.
Oh,
a
hell d12? Yeah. That's great.
Whoa.
All right. That is 21 piercing damage from just the bolts themselves, and another 18 poison damage.
Oh, it's Ooh. So good. You love to see it.
Incredible. 39 points.
Plus he's poisoned.
You hit it. You see the arrows sink in. You see sort of this black mark start to emerge under its skin as this poison takes hold. And that's disadvantage on strength or...
All ability checks and attacks.
And attacks.
Yes.
That's
yes.
what I'm talking about.
Okay. That's your action.
Bonus action, direct my buddy, direct the drill daddy to drive right through these.
This is Hayden and Stump's bonding moment.
Hayden is this really is... giving power bottom right now.
Wowzers. You give Stump's drill a guiding hand.
Who's the real dungeon master here?
I regret everything.
So out
I
of
don't.
Hand.
I love it.
Wow, you direct Stump and his drill. And
this is so goddamn juvenile.
Okay, I'm gonna attack with my big drill.
Stump, attack with that big old drill.
I would say it's kind of regular size stump. I mean, there's no shame in it, but I think it's about regular.
It's not about the size, it's how you use it.
And I use it well, because that's a 21.
Hey.
Ooh!
Yeah!
That's 34 damage.
34
damage.
Ooh, Lord. All right.
Again, you drill into this thing's flesh. The windscreen in front of you is like spider web shattered, and it just like blood sloshes against it.
Oh, God.
Roll a strength check.
That's a 21 again.
You hook the shambler on the end of the drill, and it is unable to move.
Oh,
from
yes.
your path.
Yes.
You push the shambler to the edge of the cavern.
Oh, yeah, drill.
You edge the shambler.
Oh, yeah, drill daddy edges like no other.
Stump edges the shambler with his big drill.
No word in the English language is safe.
You're edging your drill on this crevice.
Oh my god.
No. Into the big hole.
Oh god, we're gonna have to start Ace and Afraid after this, I swear to god.
Oh boy.
What are y'all talking about over there?
Right, we're in silence.
Are we in silence at this point?
We've been in silence this whole time. No. Well, no, we're probably away from the silence spell. I should just drop concentration on it because it's not helping.
Yeah, the second you drop concentration, oh my God. First thing you hear is Stump just yelling, "I am the drill daddy!"
Recast silence again.
Sorry, Solomon. I'm going to put that right back up now.
I am the drill daddy.
Oh, my God.
It's like the chauffeur bringing up the privacy screen.
Hayden, can you put silence back?
I don't want to be a part of this.
Oh, wow. Okay, great. Stump, that's your turn.
Oh,
you have this shambler hooked on the drill. Anything you want to do with bonus action?
So there's three more little ones?
There are three more little ones. They are to your left right now as you are directing this big one directly into the canyon now.
Hey, Hayden, you ready to jump?
Oh, no.
You still have your movement.
Is it time to skedaddle?
I think it might be a pretty good time to skedaddle.
I'm going to yeet myself right off this drill.
Holy shit.
So I want to use the car's movement, the cart's movement, to drive it off the ledge.
Okay. You lock the throttle down.
Yeah.
Okay. Roll an intelligence check to see if you can jerry-rig this thing to continue forward after you've dropped out of the cockpit.
Oh, 19.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah, you have a bunch of rubber bands in your pocket. You lash them together and connect them to the drive stick and set the machine into drive.
Bye, Hayden.
Wait for me.
I will give Hayden your movement since you didn't use it. You both jump off of the drill.
Holy Great. Hell.
Thanks. Appreciate you.
And I run away towards where Salome is.
Great. You both hit the ground, run 30 feet towards Salome. I'll say y'all were about 60 feet. The other shamblers were 90 feet from Salome. So you cross half the gap to Salome.
Great.
Sounds pretty good.
Great. Salome, it is your turn.
Salome is going to look at the other two shamblers by the cliffside and try to shoot two more of them off.
Go for it.
The highest of those two is a 12.
It doesn't happen.
Yeah, they both miss. Okay.
These bolts. Hmm.
It's okay. Some people have performance anxiety. Not everyone can be.
Not everyone can be the drill daddy.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah, you whiff twice.
Great. I think Salome's just shooting blindly at whatever is... whatever looks killable at this point.
That's fair. Next in the order is the mega shambler. It is hooked onto the end of this drill that is careening towards the ledge. It is going to make a last ditch effort. I think it's going to try and destroy the drill.
It's got disadvantage on that.
I mean, it's got disadvantage on just about everything at this point. So it's like, it's just smashing the drill to try and destroy it before it gets destroyed. They all miss.
That's what I like to see.
Oh my God.
It is smashing its hands uselessly against the drill as the drill continues to grind it into paste.
God, that's cool.
God, the other three shamblers, the one that was attacking the drill gives up on that. The two attacking Daisy are going to continue to do so.
Whoopsie Daisy.
That's his full name.
Whoopsie Daisy.
You see one of them collides, knocks Daisy to the side. The other one hits Daisy as well, and you see Daisy collapse.
Oh, no.
The third one turns to see y'all and starts running down the quarry side towards you.
I'm fully imagining this, like, Terminator style, just, like, chugging along, like, at, like, android-like speed.
It's more like this weird amalgamation of limbs, like hand over foot, crawling horribly, and it's going to veer off towards y'all. As the order comes back around to your turn, Stump, the drill succeeds in, like, careens over the edge of the quarry, taking the mega shambler with it.
Stump looks over the edge and says, You've been drilled to completion.
Oh my god! Why?
And then,
can I get to Daisy without taking opportunity attacks, or do I have to take a disengage to do that?
No, because of the one that just moved towards y'all.
Maybe I can kill this thing, and then you can go help Daisy.
If Stump holds his turn,
I'll hold my turn again.
All right, I'm gonna square off. I have one more poison bolt. So I'm going to fire that first, and then I'll fire my other bolt, and just hope I can poison him, take him down. We'll see.
Okay.
That's an 11 and a 12.
Oof. Those do not hit.
Heavy.
Yeah.
It's two whiffs as this shambler is bearing down on you.
Ooh. Since I'm no longer using my bonus action to help with driving, I can attack one more time. It won't be poison, but at least I can attack.
Hey, it's something. Go to town.
Okay, I just needed to let you know that these three rolls have been a 2 on the die, a 3 on the die, and a 4 on the die.
Whoa!
So that's 13.
Holy
does a 13
shit.
Hit?
Golly, no. Yeesh,
oh,
I'm so sorry.
So the AC's 14.
Yeah, all right.
This thing is, like, it's coming at you, and you fire haphazardly. Both shots, miss. Stump, you held your action. Are you still holding it?
I'm going to run to the shambler that's closer to us, and I'm going to take out a vial and spray it on onto this shambler. So okay. I got to make a constitution saving throw for the poison spray cantrip.
It's a nat 20.
Jesus
Ooh,
Christ.
Shit. All
what?
Right. That's a lot of nat 20s this episode.
What is happening?
Yeah.
This
damn.
Is more nat 20s than I've ever rolled. This is wild. Max, sorry about you.
I'm going to use a greater healing potion as a bonus action.
Okay.
That's 11 points of healing.
So, Stump, that was your turn. Salome, it is your turn.
I think seeing Daisy get hit kind of shakes Salome out of her, like, headspace. Oh, my God. Daisy, Stump, can you get to Daisy?
100%.
Oh, shit. And then I'm gonna run as far out as I can with my 30 feet out toward Daisy to try to, like, get ready to heal him. And then try to shoot these other two shamblers off the cliff.
Okay.
One of those is a 15, and one of those is a 24.
They both
hit. So I hit,
both
of them, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I shoot one at one and one at the other and just say, nobody kicks my goddamn armadillo. And shoot both of them off the damn cliff.
You, more bolts of rage erupt from the revolver of your deceased husband. These bolts rip through the air, smash into each of these two creatures, send them careening over the ledge. You see Daisy's crumpled body laying there still. Out of turn, the last shambler starts to move in towards Stump. And then you hear a voice, all of you, projected through the air itself, that says, "Return to me, my darling." The shambler lurches and then moves away from all of you. It lurches towards the cavern that you came from and moves up and out of sight.
Stump runs to Daisy and like administers like a tonic that's going to be casting Spare the Dying, which will okay. stabilize him.
Yeah, I'm going to run up as soon as I can get there too and lay on hands.
You run over, you lay hands on the 9 bands surrounding Daisy's waist. And as you do, you see his eye pop open and look at you.
Hey there, baby.
And he just sort of cuddles around you.
Oh, come here, sweetheart. Did the bad guys hurt you? I'm so sorry. They shouldn't have done that. I killed him, didn't I?
And I'll lay on hands Daisy for like 10 HP.
Daisy gets back 10 HP. You are all here in this giant room. The silence is deafening. After the drill, the shamblers, all of it was so loud and cacophonous, and now it is just silent in here. A column of smoke rises from the smoking remains of Stump's drill.
Yeah.
Do you journey forth?
Yeah, I suppose we have to.
Absolutely.
Let's do it.
You head down to the briar-laden doors. Once more, the briars open themselves to you. And the doors stand. Now as the only thing, Salome, separating you from your family. Hayden and Stump, you don't know what lies behind these doors.
I think Salome reaches out kind of a shaky hand and goes to open the door.
I put a hand on Salome's shoulder. You got this, girl.
Stump reaches up and holds her hand.
Thanks, y'all. I get him out of here alive or I die trying. The rest is out of my hands. Then I push through the door.
You push through the door. Inside, there is a cavernous room, smaller than this one. There are rows of shelves along the right side of the room, as if this was at some point a storage room or a warehouse. To the right lay the shelves. To the left is Salome, the final image handed to you by Earl Letterbetter. A massive tree, a great trunk, gnarled, with its roots laying deep into the earth. Its branches reach up, vanishing into the cracks and crevices of the ceiling of the cavern. And you believe that this is where the briars are coming from. In the center of the room, between the tree and the shelves, is a small camp of survivors. Bedrolls and blankets lined neatly together in the center of the room. A small group, maybe 20, 25 people. You see a grung talking to a woman. She seems older, 50s. Her once brown hair is now graying. A banjo is strapped to her back. And she seems tired. More tired than you've ever seen her. But you have seen her before.
Is Lila there?
You don't know.
I think Salome instinctively tries to, like, hide behind Hayden as she sees Maggie.
The doors open. The camp of survivors sort of look in fear at the door as it opens. The grung is animatedly pointing at the door, completely disregarding your orders to not tell Maggie. You see Maggie preparedly, like as an instinct, sling the banjo around in front of her, almost as if it was her weapon. She turns to the door, sees Hayden and Stump, and someone hiding behind Hayden.
Oh, shit, Hayden.
It's what you wanted. But if you want to back out now, we always can.
Salome kind of nervously steps out from around Hayden and just looks at Maggie. I think not knowing how she's going to respond, not knowing what's going to happen, just waits for Maggie's reaction.
Silence. It seems to stretch forever in this moment. But after a second or two, Maggie fully drops the banjo and runs, sprints full speed at you and nearly tackles you in a bear hug.
Oh, Mags.
Dear heart, dear heart, dear heart, dear heart, dear heart.
Oh, my gosh, come here.
Y'all, come inside. Come inside.
Okay.
Close these doors.
I think Salome just, like, loses herself in Maggie. Is, like, like smelling this person that she hasn't, like, you know what I mean? Like, when you see someone that you haven't seen in a long time and they just smell like themselves. And she's just like, oh, God, Maggie, I'm so happy you're alive.
She cradles you close.
I'm so happy to see you. I'm so sorry.
She cradles you close. She says, it's okay.
I'm so sorry. I was stupid. I tried to come back for you sooner.
Girl, hey. She sort of She pushes you back for a second, both hands on your shoulders. She says, hey, you're here now. You're here now. I'm here now. Everything's okay.
I think clearly talking about Maggie, but saying it about Daisy, Salome goes, Daisy looks so much older.
Maggie says, girl, you can't say nothing until you've seen Wink.
You're kidding me. Wink's still alive.
Girl, I don't know what it's going to take.
Wait, Max, where's Aunt Lala?
The smile fades.
Darcy said she was alive.
Y'all coming over. She turns to you, Hayden and Stump, and says, I'm Magdalena Breyer. I wish we were meeting under more hospitable circumstances.
You know what? The circumstances aren't going to get any better than this, but we are all, maybe not as much as Salome, but very happy to see you and to meet you.
I'm sorry, Aunt Max. This is Hayden and Stump. They're family too.
She says, well, I don't know what Salome's told you, but I am a hugger. And then she pulls you, Hayden. She pulls you both, Hayden and Stump, into a bear hug and says, come here. Come here. Both of you.
Oh,
come on.
Oh, God. No.
Come here.
Yeah.
Well, this is real nice.
Oh, no.
Stump, just lean in.
No. If I have to.
I think Salome's maintained, like, physical contact with Maggie this whole time.
Hey, if y'all been taking care of my baby girl, y'all are family. Here, y'all come on over. We'll introduce you to some of the townsfolk of Blackthorn Hollow. And we'll sing songs of joy that you're here now.
Where is Lai, Max?
As she says this, you see her look at you, Salome, to know that she has not forgotten. Maggie leads Stump and Hayden to meet some of the other survivors and pulls you aside, Salome. Before she goes, she says, Dart, why don't you serve our guests some of our rations and get a song started? We'll join in here in just a sec, all right? And Dart says, yeah, sure. And pulls out a concertina and begins playing. And as that's going on, Maggie pulls you aside, Salome, and says, come with me, dear heart. She leads you over to the gnarled tree that you saw before. You get a better look at it now. Its trunk extends into roots which break the ground below it. Its branches are thorned and briared and extend and break into the ceiling and disappear into other parts of the mine. And now that you get a closer look at the trunk, you see something. Maggie says, when we got here, the townspeople of Blackthorn Holler, they had already evacuated into the refinery to escape. Our first plan was to try and get them out. But Lai and I, we couldn't do it alone. And you know Lila, she just... when she gets an idea in her head.
Oh, don't I know it.
I always told her she'd do better in metal than wood. She's tough. Tough as nails.
What did she do, Aunt Max?
When we decided that we couldn't get out, we realized that we couldn't let them out either. And you see, nestled in the trunk of this tree, almost invisible, is the form of a woman. Her once iron gray hair now slowly changing into a bark brown. Her eyes are closed, brows drawn together in deep concentration. She does not move, not even to breathe. This is what has become of Lila Breyer. And that is where we will pick up next time.
so much for listening to episode 22 of Mage Hand High Five, The Badlands. Want to show us your support for the show? Want to hear us talk more about it? Check out our Patreon at patreon.com/magehandhighfive. For just $5 a month, you can get in on the down low. You can hear our whole second other podcast where we are completely unhinged lunatics. I highly recommend it. Thanks to Jacob Kirzner for our orchestrations and Shane Smith for our logo and cover art. Check out our website at www.magehandhighfive.com and look for us all across social media. We're on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Discord, and wherever else we may be, we're going to be there at Mage Hand High Five. Go to your podcatcher of choice and throw a 5-star review our way. If you can figure out how to throw a 6-star review our way, I'll take that too. Go ahead, hack the world. And now I'm going to shout out all of our subscribers on Patreon. And once again, I'm going to try to do it in one breath. Andrew, John Flies with Ravens, Kellen Wilbur, Trout Relief, Chronic Dreamer, Patrick Hickman, Debbie, Nathan Ritter, Chicken Too Tasty, Evan Noon, Avery Spar, AM Lovelies, Allison DeVelvis, Doss Carpenter, Diana Bacon, Al Forrest Oakey, Liz Spar, Carrie Lee, Jonathan Gunn, Tyler Gardner, Mira the Nerd, Eldest Soul, Jelata Bang, Laura, Al, Chloe Utley, and Sammy Richardson. I'm sorry, Sammy, I'm going to sound really weird every time I do that now. Tell your friends about the show. Tell your foes about the show. Tell them, boy, go across the hills and dales and glades. Tell our story. And when you do it, use the hashtag MHH5. And hey, how about a high five?